The Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, discusses a continuation of actually a sugya that began on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. That the Gemara, as we've been learning in discussing the halachas about Ta'achar, has the pasuk that mentions Shalosh Pam B'Shana Yirah is called Zechorcha B'Chag Matzah B'Chag Shavuos B'Chag Sukkos. So we learned that according to Shimon, the Tana of Mishnah, that pasuk is coming to teach us that Yumachuyev, that the din about Ta'achar is after 3 Yom Tovim. The other man, Dharma, said that after 3 Yom Tovim and Pesach always being the first. The other man, Dharma, also used it to teach us that it comes after 3 Yom Tovim. But the Gemara asked on that Dalet Amud Beis, according to the man, the Omer, that says that you're over about Ta'achar just after Sukkos, or according to the man, the Omer, that says you're over about Ta'achar immediately after one yontif, what do we learn from that pasuk? So Gemara says we learn from that pasuk the din of tashlumin for shvuas. That shvuas after three, that even though shvuas in Eretz Yisrael is a one-day yontif, the halacha is that you have 6 more days to be able to bring the kabbonis if you didn't bring the kabbonis on the first day. If you didn't bring the kabbonis on the first day of Yontif on Shavuos, says the Gemara, that's fine according to the man the Omer who had that pasuk available to teach us this halacha that the Torah by mentioning Chag Shavuos and Chag Sukkos and Chag Pesach is coming to teach us that halacha. But ask the Gemara, according to the Tanna Kamma and according to Rav Shimon, that used that pasuk, as we said a moment ago, to teach us the halacha of Baal Ta'achar, Tashlumim Latzeres Menalu, where will they know that this halacha, that you have Tashlumim for Shavuos, and that if you didn't bring your carbon on the first day of Shavuos, you have the ability to bring it for another 6 days? Answers the Gemara, Nafkalam the Tana Debei Reb Shmuel. And it's interesting, before we go further, there's an interesting discussion in the Paiskim. How do we look at this din of Tashlumim? And it has very significant ramifications, lahalocha, lamaisa, even bizman hazeh. And what I mean to say is as follows. The Paiskim discuss when we say that Shavuos is, that we say Shavuos has this Tashlumim. So it's an interesting question. According to the Shitas of the Tanoim, the Shitas that we've actually just mentioned, that hold the Baal Ta'achar doesn't have a specific order of Yom Tovim. And you could be over Baal Ta'achar as soon as one Yontif passes. You could be over Baal Ta'achar as soon as 2 Yom Tovim pass. So when would you be over Baal Ta'achar if Shavuos is that Yontif? Are you over Baal Ta'achar immediately after Shavuos is over? Or are you over Baal Ta'achar after the days of Tashlumim are over? It's a question that the Minchas Chinuch discusses. And the Minchas Chinuch says, and so seems to be the opinion of the Tori Evan, that you're only over Baal Ta'achar after the days of Tashlumim are over. So if Shavuos was the Yontif that you're going to be over Baal Ta'achar, you're only going to be about Ta'achar after the 6 days of Tashlumim. The Baruch Tam, Daruch Lener, disagree. And they say that even though, as we're learning in the Gemara now, there are Tashlumim for Shavuos, the 6 extra days, that doesn't change that Baal Ta'achar, you're
over as soon as Yontif passes. And if we want to understand this machloikis, I think that the issue that this machloikis represents is how do we look at these days of Tashlumim? Do we look at these days of Tashlumim as an extension of the Yontif? Shvuas, as far as certain halachas, as far as kabbonis are concerned, extends past the first 6 days, and past the first day of Yontif, and it goes for another 6 days. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is that Shavuos is a one-day Yontif. Just the Torah, as we're learning, gave us some extra days. The Torah gave us some extra days to be able to bring the kabbonis. It's just difficult for everybody to bring all the kabbonis on the first day. And this machlokes, as I said, has very practical ramifications. La'aloch l'maisa. The question that the Poskim discuss is, b'zman hazeh, where there are no kabbonis, chutz la'aretz, certainly where there are no kabbonis, do we say tachnun for the 6 days after Shavuos? The Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Yud Ches says we don't say Tachnun for those 6 days. Why? Because since those are days of Tashlumen for Shavuos, we don't say Tachnun. And in fact, there's an incredible Chayk Yaakov. The Chayk Yaakov even says that not only don't we say Tachnun those days, but he says, let's say somebody didn't say a Shachiyonu on the first day, that one day Shavuos, he has the ability to say Tachnun during those 6 days. Rav Shulayb Diskin disagrees. What is their machlokes? Their machlokes is exactly what we are discussing. The Magen Avraham, and certainly the Chayk Yaakov, are of the opinion that the 6 days of Tashlumim that we're discussing are really an extension of the Yontif. And since they are an extension of the Yontif, so of course, on Yontif, you don't say Tachnun. And of course, if they're an extension of the Yontif, if you did not say a Shachyonu for whatever reason on the first day of Yontif, you can make it up during those 6 days. However, if we say that they're not really an extension of the Yontif, what they are is like make-up time. You didn't, for whatever reason, have the ability, the opportunity to bring the carbon on the first day. So bring the carbon on these 6 make-up days. That doesn't create that those days are Yontif. And they're not days of Yontif, so you say Tachnun, and you certainly will not be able to say the Shachiyon. But getting back to what we were discussing. We were discussing that it's clear that everybody is of the opinion that for the 6 days after Shavuos, you have Tashlumim. So, Rameyer Tanakama learned it from this pasuk that mentions again the three Yom Tovim specifically. But as we said, Reb Elezer, the Tanakama of Shimon, that need this pasuk to teach us the din about Ta'achar, asking about Tashlumim Reb Teres Menalhu, from where will they know this then? Answers the Gemara, Nafgaloi Midatani Rabbi Shmuel. They're going to learn it from what Rabbi Shmuel taught us. The Tana Rabbi Shmuel taught us, Amr Torah, the Torah says, Manei Yomim, count 29 or 30 days, that even though we know that the Jewish month is connected to when the new moon appears, and the new moon doesn't necessarily appear at the end of a day, at the beginning of a day, it could be in the middle of a day. So, ostensibly, a month won't be a full amount of days. Yet the Torah says, Manei Yomim, count either 29 whole days or 30 whole days. A Jewish month is always either 29 or 30 day whole days, not anything less. And it's interesting to point out for this as well that's why the halacha is that we know that when we have a Bechor and we have to make a pinyan aben. So the child has to be 30 days old when we make a pinyan aben. But the halacha is not that we count 30 times 24 hours, 30 days or 24 hours, and make the pinyan aben. But because the pasuk says, "Upeduyav beben chodesh tifte," so chodesh means a month, so it also has to be full days to pass, and it's not counted by hours. So here too, when it comes to the month, mane yomim kadesh chodesh, count 29 or 30 days, and have then a rosh chodesh. Similarly, kain mane, count the 40 days of the sfira, mane yomim, count the 40 days of the sfira, and kadesh atzeres, and then it's shuas. Makes the Gemara's point. Mach chodesh lemenuyof, just like the month, the Rosh Chodesh is a function of its months. That means you, of the way you count it. You count days, and then you have a one-day Rosh Chodesh, a day of Rosh Chodesh. Af atzeres lemenuyof, so too, when it comes to the Shavuos, you count, and based on what you count, you will know how what is the duration of the Yontif. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to say, that based on whatever is used to count, that's how we know when the Yontif is. So what do we count Sfira? We count days. So if we count days, Shavuos should only be one day. How do we get to Tashlumim? Eimat Seres Chad Yoima. Shavuos is one day because we're counting days to get to Shavuos, says the Gemara. Amar Rava. Otat Seres Yoima Meninen. Shavuim Meloi Meninen. When it comes to Shavuos, do we only count days when we count the Sfira? Do we not count weeks as well? V'amamar, have we not learned as far as the mitzvah of counting the Omer? Mitzvah, the mitzvah is l'mimne yoimer, mitzvah l'mimne shvui. When we count the Sfira, we count not just days, we count weeks as well. So since we're not only counting days, we're also counting weeks, it makes sense now why Shavuos is not just limited to being one day, but Shavuos also represents weeks that we count, and therefore we have a week to, which is the Tashlumim for the Kabbalahs. And continues the Gemara. Furthermore, V'oid Chag Shavuos Ksiv. What's the Yontif called? Shavuos. Shavuos means weeks. So we see that when we speak about Shavuos, it's not just limited to one day, to days, but there's an aspect of week, and that's where the halacha of Tashlumim comes into play. That you have a week for Tashlumim. Taisus asks a question. Taisus asks that we just learned in the previous Gemara, where the Gemara said that if we're going to learn according to the other opinions, that we're learning the halacha of Tashlumim from the fact that the Pasuk mentions Chag HaShavuos together with Pesach and Sukkot. So we learn Tashlumim from that. So the Gemara asked, why do we learn Shavuos from Pesach and make it only a total of 7 days? Why do we learn Tashlumim from Sukkot and it'll be a total of 8 days? So the Gemara answered, to fast the Meruba Loi to Fasta, to fast the Mu'at to Fasta. If you have a choice to count 7 or 8 days, so we're going to go with the smaller count, with the lesser count, the 7-day count, not the 8-day count. So ask Taisus, why doesn't the Gemara use that concept here as well? And say that if we could have Shavuos only being one day, we could have more days, why don't we say to fast the mu'at light of fasta, to fast the mu'at light of fasta, to fast the mu'at of fasta. So Taisus suggests that indeed that's why perhaps the Gemara added what we just read, Void Chag Shavuos Ksiv, because the Gemara recognized the difficulty that this teretz represents, a mitzvah l'mimne yoimi, a mitzvah l'mimne shvui. Because the Gemara recognized that issue. So that's why the Gemara gave the other teretz of Chag Shavuos Ksiv, which clearly indicates that when we speak about Shavuos, there's an element of weeks as well. But Tosfos, I think this is what Tosfos means, and I'll be showing him to say it much more explicitly, say as follows. When do we follow the concept of tefastam ruba lo tefasta? Tefastam ruba tefasta is when we have a choice, like we had in the previous Gemara. In the previous Gemara, we had a choice. Are we going to compare Shavuos? Are we going to compare Shavuos to Pesach, which would only represent, which would therefore represent only of Tashlumim of 7 days? Or are we going to compare it to Sukkos, which would represent a Tashlumim of 8 days? And the Gemara says, if we have a choice, this, we always take the safer choice. The more, we always try to be more cautious. And more cautious means the 7 days, not 8 days. But, say the Rishonim, in a situation where both choices can be taken, there we don't use the concept of tefastam meruba like tefastam, tefastam mu tefastam. So therefore, in this situation, as we're learning, we can accomplish that the yontif itself is a one-day yontif, and the tashlumim are for the next 6 days, and therefore we can have both the yomei and the shvuei, and we don't have to start making choices and then deciding to fast the meruba like the fasta, to fast the mu to fasta. So of course, if we could take both choices, that's what we would prefer to do. And that's why we have the one-day yontif and the six-day extension. Actually, many of these issues that we've now mentioned on how to understand this Gemara, meaning that the two terutzim that we offer to this question, the two terutzim that actually the Gemara offered, and how we know according to the Tanakhama and according to Rav Shimon that Shavuos has Tashlumim, the two different approaches that the Gemara, the two different limudim that the Gemara represents as a machloikas tanoim, that how we know that Shavuos has Tashlumim, do we know it from the fact that the Torah puts it next to Chag Shavuos and Chag Shavuos next to Pesach, or do we know it because of this halacha, may all be very connected to the question that we began at the beginning of the shiur. And that was the question, how do we look at the Tashlumen of Shavuos? Do we look at it as an extension, or do we look at it as just makeup time? If we compare it, and let's work this through, if we compare Shavuos to Pesach, so just like Pesach is a 7-day yontif, and now we're saying, according to those Tanoim, that the Torah compares Shavuos to those, to that yontif, so it could be that here too Shavuos is extended. If, however, we're saying it's based on mitzvah l'mimna yimame, or mitzvah l'mimna shvue, so that has nothing to do with the extension of the yontif. And furthermore, if we say that we're learning it from mitzvah l'mimna yoyme, or mitzvah l'mimna shvue, so then again, like I said a moment ago, it just represents makeup time. But if we say that the Torah Gedosha, when it speaks about Shavuos, says Chag Shavuos, so what is the Torah trying to teach us with that? That Shavuos is a Shavua. It's a week. And therefore, it's not just makeup time, but it's actually an extension. It's actually an extension of the Yontif. But what we would really like to focus on for a few in this Shurim is on this din of mitzvah l'mimni yomei mitzvah l'mimni shvui. That the Gemara is saying that when we count the Sfira, we have to count both days and weeks. There's a machloikis rishonim, how we indeed fulfill this mitzvah, a mitzvah l'mimni yomei or mitzvah l'mimni shvui. The Rosh says that every day we count the days and the weeks. That means starting, that means on the 8th day of the Sfira, we say Hayoim Shmoina Yomim Lo'omer Shehein Shvua Echad V'Yoim Echad. And that is the opinion of the Rambam, and as we will Mitzvah Shem learn, that is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Rizal disagrees. And he says, when the Gemara says, Mitzvah L'mimni Yomei That means at the end of every week, you're supposed to say the week is over. So the only time you speak about weeks is at the end of every week. At the seventh day, you say today's Shiva Yomim, and we ended 1 week. Then you don't speak about weeks again until the 14th and the 21st and then the 28th and so on. The Avi Ezri has a different opinion. He says that the end of the first week, that means on the seventh day you say Hayoyim Shrua Echad L'Oimer, and you don't mention the days at all. And then on the eighth day, you say Hayoyim Shrua Echad V'Yoyim Echad, and continue saying that. And that means after the days, after the first 6 days, you only mention weeks and whatever remainder of days. So on the eighth day, you would say Shvu Echad V'Yoyim Echad, and so on until the end of 2 weeks. At 2 weeks, you would say Terei Shnei Shvus Loimer, and on the 15th day, you would say Shnei Shvus V'Yoyim Echad Loimer. There's a very fundamental machlokes Rishonim, how we look at this din of mitzvah l'mimni yoimi and mitzvah l'mimni shvui. The Rambam says, and this is the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvahs Asay Kuf Samach Aleph. And I read the words of the Rambam. V'ayitach oisach omram zuchroinim levrocha, l'mitzvah l'mimni yoimi and mitzvah l'mimni shvui. Don't make the mistake that if we've learned in our Gemara that when we count Sfir, we have to count Yoimei Shvui, v'tachshiv shein shtei mitzvahs, and assume that they represent two separate mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, she'ein ha'kavona l'zeh loimu shtei mitzvah v'fnei atzma. The Gemara did not mean to say that these are two separate mitzvahs. Elu chelik mechelkei ha'mitzvah. This, just the Gemara is telling us how to fulfill the mitzvah counting the Sfira. The way to fulfill the mitzvah of counting Sfira is by mentioning days and weeks. That's how the Rambam learns. The Rabbeinu Yerucham, however, disagrees. And he says that these represent two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to count days and the mitzvah to count weeks. So ask the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and this is the Rai of the Rambam, that if it represents two separate mitzvahs, why don't we make two separate brachas? So he says, indeed, Bizban Shabbos HaMikdash HaYukayim, says the Rabbeinu Yerucham, they made two separate brachas. But Bizman HaZeh, he says, the only mitzvah that's left is counting the days. And we'll explain this more in a moment. Counting the weeks that we count when we say Tzvira is only Zeich LaMikdash, and the bracha we therefore say is only on the days. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa that's left Bizman HaZeh. Counting the weeks is only Zeich LaMikdash, and Zeich LaMikdash there's no bracha for. And the Beis HaLevi in fact says, what's the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yerucham, is somebody only mentioned the days and did not mention the weeks. Since if, according to the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that's the mitzvah deraisa b'zman hazeh, and that's the mitzvah for which we make the bracha, so the halacha is that you won't it's not considered as if you didn't count the Sfira. It could be, according to the Rambam, if you didn't say both, it's as if you didn't count the Sfira, and if you didn't say both, it's like you're miscounting the Sfira that day, and we know that the halacha is that if you miss a day of counting the Sfira, you can't count the following days with a bracha. And in fact, the Beis HaLevi takes this one step further. The Beis HaLevi says, given the opinion that we just explained, that there are shitas that say that you only have to mention the week at the end of every week, not every day. So if that's the case, if the only time, says the Beis HaLevi, you would have a problem that you didn't say it a week would be on day 7, day 14. And that's in fact the way he paskins in the Shas of Tshuvas Beis HaLevi. But getting back to what we just mentioned a moment ago, the opinion of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that there are two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to count days, and there's a mitzvah to count weeks. The counting days continues forever, even Bizman Azeh, where we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, as a Chiyuv Doraisa, and that's the mitzvah for which we make the bracha. The counting the weeks is only Zeich LaMikdash, and we don't make the bracha. And I saw that the Mefarshim explain that they are really two separate psukim. One pasuk says, "V'sfartem lachem mimochras haShabbos," and there's another pasuk that says, "Miyoyim haviyachem es oimer hatnufa sheva Shabbosos tamimis tiyano." So what the Torah is teaching us is that there's a dinam mimochras haShabbos. Start counting every day separately. And then there's a pasuk that teaches us Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. And the Mefarshim explain why are there two separate mitzvahs? Because the two separate mitzvahs, they represent two separate points in the Omer, in these days of the Sefiras Omer. One is to count every day separately in preparation for Kabbalah Satayra. So we count every day as we get closer to Kabbalah Satayra. That's the din of mitzvah l'mimne yoyme. The din of mitzvah l'mimne shavu'e is connected, as the pasuk said. That's the din of yoyim havi'achem es oimer atnufa. From when we bring the carbon oimer. The bringing of the carbon oimer was only bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Now that we don't have the beis hamikdash, we don't have the carbon oimer. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that aspect of the mitzvah is only zeich lemikdash, zeicha to when we bring the carbon. And therefore, we don't, the ikar mitzvah, and the mitzvah for which we make the bracha, says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, is for counting the mitzvah lemimne yoyma, the counting of every day as we prepare for Kabbalah Satayrah, which that mitzvah obviously applies even Bizman Hazeh as well.